Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears, real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
The NBA Finals begin Thursday, June 6th. At 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC.
If you're looking for the most epic place on Earth,
let's start at the base of a massive waterfall.
Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
I'm more nervous in this room than anywhere else.
It's on your radio right now.
Do you know how to pop that coochie for a girl?
There you go.
It's the world's most dangerous morning show.
Cut the cameras, I'm out the f***.
Godric, what kind of show is this? My son listens to this show.
The Breakfast Club with DJ Envy,
the captain of this bitch.
With Angela Yee, the only one who can keep these guys in check.
Charlamagne the God.
I'm a lovable asshole.
And this is The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Good morning, USA.
Yo 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 yo.
I guess Angela Yee is out. Charlamagne was popping.
Peace to the planet. It's Friday.
Yes, it's Friday. Good morning.
The weekend is here. What's happening? How's everybody feeling? Today is Friday the 13th, by the way.
Today is Friday the 13th. Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. Indeed.
I'm out in Atlantic City. Of course, I'm doing my Carchella car show. So last night, the last truck was loaded and the last car was delivered. So we are all set for Saturday for Carchella Atlantic City with, of course, rides, amusement rides, carnival games, all types of cars, food trucks. Rain or shine, we're going to do it. Rain or shine, we're going to knock this out. We're going to have a great time. So I'm excited. So I'm here in Atlantic City.
Okay. Okay.
So I'm excited about this. Now, this Saturday, you got your backpack drive, right?
Yeah, Berkeley High School in Mount Corner, South Carolina. You know, I keep forgetting, it's not just a backpack drive. It's a backpack. We're giving away backpacks, of course, and school supplies. I do that every year, but it's also a fish fry. You know what I mean? You can't forget the fish fry.
Right.
Right? It's a big fish fry, too. So from 2 to 5 p.m. at Berkeley High School in Mount Corner, South Carolina, tomorrow. All right? So I'll see y'all there. But I'm going to tell you something, man. Forget us. All right? Forget about us. We got a great show for you today.
That's right. Okay. We got a couple people stopping through. First and foremost, we have Marlon Wayans. He'll be joining us this morning.
That's right. The Aretha Franklin movie starring Jennifer Hudson, Respect, is out today. And Marlon's in that movie. He plays Tim White, I think the character. I think it is. Don't quote me on that.
Is that the character? Okay.
I should know. I don't know off the top of my head right now, but yes. And he got a stand-up special coming out on HBO Max on August 19th. Call You Know What It Is. So we'll talk to Marlon all about that. And somebody else just put out a new single today, and she ain't put out music in a couple of years.
Who's that?
Lizzo. Okay? Lizzo will be joining us this morning. She got a single called Rumors.
Why are you trying to say Lizzo's
featuring
so gangsta?
Cardi B.
You just gonna say Lizzo? Lizzo. Why you just Lizzo?
I mean, Lizzo's a big deal. You want to put a little sauce on her name. What's the guy's name, Eddie? What is he? Oh, Ted White. Yes, Ted White. That's who Marlon Wayans plays in the Aretha Franklin movie.
That's right. So Lizzo will be joining us as well this morning. So let's get into her single, then we'll get into front page news.
This is a good way for Lizzo to address all the rumors about her. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, why just get on an Instagram story? Why just, you know, tweet about it when you can put it in a song and make money?
All right. Well, here it is. It's Lizzo featuring Cardi B. It's Rumors. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. All right. That was Rumors.
Lizzo.
Lizzo, Cardi B. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club.
Lizzo will be checking in with us this morning, too.
That's right.
A little later on.
A little later on in the show. But right now, let's get in some front page news. Now, they're saying there's 8 states that make up half of the U.S. COVID-19 hospitalizations.
Who is they?
Well, this is coming from CNN.
Okay.
Now, they're saying Alabama, Arkansas, Florida, Georgia, Louisiana, Mississippi, Nevada, and Texas. It says of all of 19 hospitalizations, these 8 states combined total 51% of patients, which is a lot.
Okay. What name them again now?
Alabama, Arkansas, Florida, Georgia, a.k.a. Atlanta, Louisiana, Mississippi, Nevada, and Texas.
Not frequenting any of those places anytime soon.
Oh, boy. Now, new evidence has come out that the latest variant, Lambda, won't be slowed down by vaccines. So it looks like vaccines is taking well to Lambda. And the FDA approves third vaccination shot for at-risk patients.
Hold on. So, I need you to explain that a little better now. You said it won't be slowed down by the vaccine? So
yes,
what's that mean?
What saying.
You can still get it?
Yes, I guess that's what it's saying.
It still spreads crazy?
Yep. That's what it's saying.
And so, also, what is the best protection against COVID, guys? I'm just trying to figure this thing out here. That's
they always said that the vaccine is not going to stop you from getting COVID. It just will stop you from hopefully getting sick and going to the hospital.
Okay.
That's what it said, dying.
I need a little bit more of that. I need some context to the, it's not slowing it down. I need to know what that means exactly. That's all.
Well, you're asking the wrong person. Now, some good news, some fun news. Wendy's is giving away free breakfast sandwiches today.
That's right.
It's Friday the 13th, and the fast food chain is announced that they will be giving away free breakfast sandwiches.
That's exactly what I need.
You
to
get
hear.
A bacon and a cheese, and you get a sausage and That's cheese, right. and you get a bacon and cheese for free. They're saying no catch. Available during the breakfast hours only. So that's between 6:30 and 10:30 in most spots.
That's right. Nothing but highbrow stuff here on the Breakfast Club, ladies and gentlemen. Right? Mm-hmm. That's exactly what we need. Free Wendy's.
All right. Also,
was that a promo? Oh, was that you just...
I seen it on Instagram.
Oh, okay. I need to know how to act if it was a promo.
If it was a paid ad.
I need to know how to act.
I just happened to see it, though. It was pretty cool. Okay. Now, IHOP. Now, IHOP is banging. They're definitely for older people because they get the free pancakes.
You got to be 55, I think, to get the free pancakes from IHOP.
Mm-hmm. But now IHOP is adding booze, alcohol, to the menu at some locations. On a company's new menu, they got Bud Light, Blue Moon, Corona Beers, as well as Barefoot Bubbly Brut, Chardonnay, and wines. You excited about that?
Nope. Not even in the least bit. Why is that in front page news? Is IHOP going about to start having brunch or something? Like, why are they adding liquor?
That would be dope. IHOP should have brunch. Could you imagine IHOP play some music? They already got breakfast. Now they got liquor. That would be a dope spot for brunch. Think Don't about worry. It.
Okay. I like IHOP, though. I had IHOP last week.
Really?
I sure did last Sunday.
Gives me the run sometimes. Well, that is your front page news. Now, get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, phone lines are wide open again. 800-585-1051. Hit us up right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed. 800-585-1051. We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, what up, dog? This is Drew.
What up, dog? Get it off your chest, bro.
You must be calling from Detroit, King.
Oh, absolutely.
I live in Georgia, but I'm from Detroit, so, I still got to represent.
That's right. You got to say, what up, dog? What up, dog, shorty?
Yes, what up, dog?
What up, dog, shorty?
DJ Envy and Charlamagne the Doc. I do want to shout out some of my family members. They got some businesses I want to promote. Shout out to my sister, Jarian. She does folk products. Check her out. At bbcraftery.com. Shout out to my cousin Elise. Check her website out. She has hair products called Oils by Queen. That's oilsbyqueen.com. Shout out to my cousin Antonio. He's an artist in Detroit. You can check him out on all music platforms. Tony, TonyRB, like running back. TonyRB.
Okay.
Shout out to my kid. My oldest, she's a freshman in college. I got all girls, by the way. My middle, she's a senior in high school. My youngest, she's in the eighth grade.
Congratulations on having all girls. I have all girls, too. All girls is a blessing, but it's also a reminder that you were a hoe in a past life.
All right. Well, have a good one, brother. Hello, who's this?
Good morning, DJ Envy. What's up?
Good morning, mama. Okay, where you calling from?
Charlotte, North Carolina. What's up, Dr. Uncle Charlemagne?
704 Queen City. What's happening? How are you?
Yes, I am wonderful. How are you guys?
Bless black and highly favored. We have no idea where Angela is.
We don't know.
He is my boo. So I'm shout out to y'all for talking about the damn breakfast. Cause I'm gonna be eating my breakfast this morning for free. Holla.
You taking your ass to Wendy's?
I'm going to Wendy's right after I leave work.
Now, does Wendy's have good breakfast? I've never had Wendy's from breakfast.
Yes, it's the best breakfast
really?
Ever.
Now, don't
it's
you?
It's pretty new.
Don't you tell no lie like that. Now, you know,
it's the croissant. The bacon, egg, and cheese croissant is on point.
Better than Bojangles?
Yes.
Really?
Really?
Don't sleep on it. Do not sleep on it.
Okay.
Hey, DJ Envy, y'all, can I start on my Instagram?
Yes,
go
ma'am.
Ahead, mama.
In my own lane, driving fast, ow.
That's your Instagram?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Right. Don't do that. You follow me. Don't do that.
Oh, I follow you? Follow you. You're right.
Okay. Well, y'all have a great Friday.
I refuse to believe that Wendy's breakfast is better than that Bojangles spicy chicken biscuit or Cajun filet biscuit. Look,
Well, you ain't tried. So let's
sleep on it. Do not sleep on it.
All right.
Yeah, let's listen to her. We ain't tried yet. But thank you, mama. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
When the NBA championship is on the line, every pass, every shot, and every dribble is immediately, undeniably consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real. Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, real blood, and real tears.
Trust me, I know what it takes to bring home a championship ring.
The regular season is tough, but these games are a completely different level.
Now is the time when legacies are made.
The best team will bring home the Larry O'Brien Trophy and add their name to basketball history.
Will we see a battle between marquee franchises, or will we see a new champ be crowned?
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
These are the moments of unscripted, pure entertainment that only happen on the hardwood.
You've waited all season for this. It's time to take it to the next level. The NBA Finals begin Thursday, June 6th at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue with its powerful VC turbo engine. Well, we had time to see all the animals. Whoa! And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and Brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Let's go. This is your time to get it off your chest. Whether you're mad or blessed,
say it with your chest.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
So if you got something on your mind, let it out.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Ty. What up? Charlemagne the God, DJ Envy.
Ty, PK. How you, brother?
I'm good, man. I asked him to get off my chest this morning, man.
What's up?
Kanye West, man. This dude lying more than the president, man, by dropping his album, man.
Yeah, he pushed his album back again. We're going to talk about it in rumors next. I mean, he pushed his album back again, and he's probably going to have another listening session, and y'all going to go again and fill that stadium out.
This is Kanye West's world. We just live in it. Kanye West does what he wants to do, and I'm not even mad at him. I actually respect it. Damn, that's all he wanted to say.
Yeah. Well, thank you for calling, man. Hello, who's this?
This is Charles from Brooklyn.
Hello, Charles.
From Brooklyn.
From Brooklyn. How are you, Charles?
I'm good, Charles. How are you?
I'm blessed, black, and highly favored. How are you? What's going on, sir?
Nothing much. I'm heading to work this morning.
Okay, okay. Where you work at?
I work for New Jersey Transit.
Oh, dope, dope, man. Keep us moving out here in these streets.
Yes, sir. So, Charlamagne, I got a question. I got both of your books, but I want to know, can I get a physical copy?
Of course. Which one you want? Black Privilege or Shook One?
Black Privilege.
Yeah, I'm going to get your address and I'll mail you a copy. Just stay on hold.
Hold on, all right?
All right.
Hello, who's this?
Here. What's up, Envy?
What's up, Trav?
What's up, Sean?
Peace, sis. How you?
I'm doing good. I just want to talk about something real quick. I want to talk about that guy who called in yesterday, y'all. King Gemini. He called in about Robin coming out as bisexual.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all probably know him better as the person that keeps referring to Envy as DJ Newsweek.
Yes.
Yeah. I stepped on his joke about his Envy's butt, then he repeated the same entire joke, but then he went on to talk about Robin.
Yeah, his joke was bad.
How that's going, like, he has to describe his kids now, what this is. I just want to say, I grew up reading real comic books, right? And they were violent and, like, sexual, and all with men and women, and it didn't turn me straight. So imitating life and art is something we should all be used to, and honestly, most kids can teach you about the LGBT community.
Hey, Trav, I'm glad you said that because I do not understand. Well, first of all, I always say that things like that can't influence you. You know what I mean? When it comes to your sexuality, because you are what you are. If you like men, then you like men. If you like women, you like women. But to your point, why they don't ever say that about gay people? Gay people don't get turned straight with all the straight imagery y'all see out here and straight representation y'all see out here.
And especially the ones that grew up not seeing that on TV at all.
Yeah. Great point, sir.
Yeah, good point.
All right, so I'm going to see you tomorrow, Envy.
All right, Trav. Now, guys, when he says he's going to see me tomorrow, he's talking about the car show. I know how you guys are. Like, wow, Envy.
Why
Trav,
you even
no.
got to explain that? If you secure in your manhood, you don't even got to explain that. You sound guilty to me.
Coachella, Atlantic City. He's coming out to the car show tomorrow in Atlantic City.
You sound
City.
Guilty to me. Gia, right? I think you need to start side-eyeing Trav and Envy's relationship because I don't know why he felt the need to explain that one just now.
Trav's my brother, man. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. Now, when we come back, we got some rumors for you. Charlamagne.
Yes, sir. What'd I do?
He says something that makes people upset.
What the hell is
he
that?
He says something that makes the internet go crazy. He says something that makes him trend.
That's not true.
And we're going to talk about it next. So don't go anywhere. You know what you said.
No, I don't.
Well, we'll talk about it next in the rumors. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
It's about time.
What's going on?
Rumor report. Rumor report.
This is the Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Now, yesterday, Charlamagne was trending all over social media.
I had no idea. I missed all this.
Because of this statement that he made on his Brilliant Idiots podcast.
M gets washed in any verses, bro.
Not any verses, bro.
Any. M don't have the songs like that. M can rap, and we like
yeah,
M
but
as
not
a
against
rapper.
Any verses, there are rappers that are worse than Eminem. Like against Way 6ix9ine,
yeah, but they got better songs. You think Future 6ix9ine, washes Eminem in a
you
versus.
You think 6ix9ine beats Eminem in a versus?
Depending on the generation.
You are crazy, yeah. Motherfucker.
Depending on the generation.
You are wild.
M don't got nothing that slap like Gummo to these kids. Yo, Young Thug washes Eminem in a versus. I said what I said.
Now.
No, I'm lying.
So you're saying that Eminem, multi-platinum artist, sells diamonds, has multi-records across all boards, pop, urban, movies, you name it. You think he will get washed by 6ix9ine?
Wait a minute.
Versus?
No, wait. I did not say that. Okay. First of all, that episode of Brilliant Idiots is old. Okay. That was either late last year or early this year. Why is this even a conversation now? Like, who's paying for this campaign to go viral? But let's discuss.
Let's discuss.
Number one, I was trolling my co-host Andrew Schultz, who is a white man who grew up loving Eminem. Why are y'all taking this conversation seriously? It's the Brilliant Idiots podcast, the home of absurd conversations that sound smart. Just think about the context of the conversation. I said anybody could beat Eminem in a versus. That right there should let you know I'm just effing around. And then listen to what Schultz replied with. 6ix9ine? Why would 6ix9ine and Eminem be doing a versus, Envy?
I don't think they would.
It's like clearly not a serious combo, but there's a but. I do think a lot of these kids, to a lot of these kids, a record like Gummo means way more to them than anything in M's catalog because they don't know Eminem's catalog.
That is true.
But it's not even a serious combo though. Why would 6ix9ine and Eminem be doing the verses?
They wouldn't be doing the verses.
Was yesterday a slow news day or something?
It probably was, but the fact that you said 6ix9ine would beat
I did
Eminem,
not say that. That's what the world heard. That is not what I said. He asked me a question. I said, I don't know if Eminem has anything that these kids care about like they care about a record like Gummo. Now, when it comes to Young Thug and Future, since we're having this is a real conversation. I do believe, based on which generation is judging, Future and Young Thug, 20 for 20, song for song, just song for song, nothing else, right now with this generation, yeah, they probably would take him in a Versus. But once again, why the hell would Eminem be doing a Versus against Future and Young Thug? That's not even a real matchup.
I see what you're saying. Yeah, these kids, they know Future, they know Young Thug, they might not know Eminem. They might know a couple songs. They might just know Lose Yourself, right? I get what you're saying.
And the headline is just clickbait. Charlamagne never said 6ix9ine will beat Eminem in a Versus. I did say that about Thug and Future, though.
That was false narratives.
And by the way, that's not taking anything from Eminem. Eminem is a whole legend, grade A, top tier lyricist. But always keep in mind, my producer just reminded me, Eminem did say this. Charlamagne gonna hate anyway. Doesn't matter what I say. Give me donkey of the day. He's right.
He's absolutely right.
He's absolutely right. Salute to Eminem, though. But I will find a way to hate on Eminem in some way, shape, or form. If you call this absurd conversation, that's pretty much satire hate. But whatever.
Now let's continue with the false narratives. Kanye was supposed to come out with his album July 23rd.
Definitely a false narrative.
Then he said August 6th.
Definitely a false narrative.
All right, and now it seems like it's going to be released August 15th.
Cap, as these young kids say. Cap!
Now, let's keep in mind, July 23rd, when his album was supposed to come out, he had a huge listening event. Didn't happen. Then August 6th, he had a huge listening session. It didn't happen. Now, we'll see if he has a listening session before August 15th. August 15th is when? This Sunday.
22nd. August 22nd. Next week.
Next
August
week.
August 22nd.
So let's see if he's going to have another listening session.
He might as well just wait till Easter at this point. It's a Christmas album about God, right? Yeah, put it out on one of God's days. Jesus. Yeah. Put it out on Christmas or Easter. You know what I was wondering about yesterday, too?
There's
pre-orders for Kanye West album. People still do pre-orders?
I don't know why. It's not like they got to go pick it up or you just press the download button or stream button.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, well, what do I be doing on Tidal when albums dropped in? Am I buying albums? Like, I just be listening. Like, what am I doing?
I don't know.
Somebody please school your Uncle Charlotte because I have no idea what does that mean, Dan? Get on the mic, Dan. Dan loves Eminem.
It must be merch or something.
So when you do that, like, pre-order download, as soon as the album drops, it automatically downloads to your phone. That's the only difference.
Why can't you just download it to your phone anyway?
If I got Tidal, I got Tidal. It's going to be on my phone regardless.
30 seconds.
Right, so, like, for Apple Music, like, when you download it to your phone, like, that means you don't need to use, like, data to listen to it. You can just use your Wi-Fi.
Oh, so if I don't have Wi-Fi, I can still listen to it?
You can just listen to it. Once it's downloaded, you can just listen to it whenever.
That's what happens when you turn 43, people. I have no idea.
There you go. All right, now lastly, Erykah Badu, she apologized to former President Barack Obama. She said, please forgive me for being the terrible guest. At such a sacred event for your family, I was so inconsiderate. Thank you for all of your love. What an example of how not to be.
What?
She apologized. Remember, she posted the picture at the video at Barack Obama's 60th birthday party. Nobody was supposed to be using their phones and taking pictures. And the only pictures and video that we've seen were Erykah Badu's and her. So she apologized for taking that video. She says she's sorry.
False narrative.
She said she was just overwhelmed.
Erykah didn't take no video. It's all false narrative. This whole Rumor Report was sponsored by false narratives. Erykah didn't take no video. That wasn't even a real apology. Those were fake tweets.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Well, that is your Rumor Report. When we come back, we got front page news. We'll give you some updates on COVID-19 and also a horrible shooting at the Shoe Palace. So keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Hey, it's Angela Yee. Don't let weak hair hold you back. Carol's Daughter's Goddess Strength Collection supports hair as it gets longer for hair that's 15 times stronger after one use. Available at carolsdaughter.com and your local retailer.
All right. That was Rumors. Lizzo, Cardi B, she'll be joining us next hour. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Now, Angela Yee is out, so we'll give you some updates, all right? Talking COVID-19. Now, San Francisco announces vaccine mandates for certain indoor activities. So residents age 12 and older will be now required to show proof that they've been fully vaccinated against COVID-19 in order to go to indoor restaurants, bars, gyms, and theaters, as well as large spaces that hold at least 1,000 people.
So you got to be vaccinated to be outside.
Yes.
You're not just going to be outside without being vaccinated.
Now, New Orleans are requiring vaccines.
Fix your tongue. Fix your mouth, sir.
Watch your mouth. Negative COVID test or indoor. Or for, blah, blah. Let me do that over.
Wow.
New Orleans to require vaccines and negative COVID tests for indoor venues. So if you want to go to bars, restaurants, music halls, and other facilities, you either have to have the vaccine or you have to have a negative COVID test. Now, with some sad news, a parent sent their child to school, which is crazy. They should be arrested for this, after a positive COVID-19 test. So more than 80 students may have been exposed. So they know their child had COVID, still sent them to school, and now they put in jeopardy 80 other people, which is crazy. And those 80 other people could go home and give it to more people, and they could give it to more people, which is crazy.
Yeah, I know it's easy to say that, you know what I'm saying? But sometimes, all the time, I like to look at things from other people's perspective, and I'm just speculating here. What if this woman couldn't afford childcare? What if these parents couldn't afford childcare? What if they didn't have nobody else to watch the child? What if they just are getting back to work? You know what I mean? Because they've been laid off because of COVID, so they got to go to work. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but you can't send your child to school if your child has COVID.
Because
it's not just a matter of other kids. I mean, those other kids bring it home, and they could have elderly parents. They could have elderly grandparents
I agree with you, but my point is sometimes we judge folks for what they're doing based off just survival. This family could just be trying to survive. I don't think they just sent their child to school because, you know, just to be reckless. Clearly, there's something else going. Yeah, it matters.
No, it
man.
Doesn't matter. Absolutely, you could kill a whole
context always matters.
Bunch of
yes.
people. Not in this situation. Not when COVID is killing
context
people.
Context absolutely matters in this situation.
Hell no, not when COVID is killing
I'm not
people.
Saying, I'm not saying that, you know, these parents are right or wrong. I'm just saying there's another side.
There's so many people dying from COVID. You play with somebody else's life where they don't have a choice.
Man.
Your kid comes to school, and now your kid brings it home, and your kid has grandparents, and now your grandparents died because of whatever happened in your life. You don't do that, bro.
All of that is
true. You don't do that.
But two things can be true. What if these parents couldn't afford childcare? That's all.
So you just kill a bunch of other people?
No. I'm just saying that you shouldn't judge people based off what they're doing when they're just trying to survive, when they're just trying to get by. That's all.
Not when it comes to somebody dying, man, and possibly killing a bunch of people.
Easy for you to say you're rich.
Nah, but it has nothing to do with money. It has to do with consideration.
Sure.
All right. Now, lastly, this is a sad story. A 16-year-old was arrested in a fatal shooting of a Shoe Palace employee in Los Angeles. Now, if you don't know much about sneakers, when these exclusive sneakers come out, they have these raffles and they only give out a certain pair. And a lot of times it might be only 100 pair or only a 50 pair. So they give out these raffles and the 50 people that win the raffles get the ticket, I mean, get the sneaker. And I guess they got into an argument about the raffle. They were arguing. And the guy that passed away seen one of his coworkers arguing, so he tried to intervene to calm things down, and he was shot and killed over a freaking raffle. How sad is that? How sad is that? Over a raffle? Over a pair of sneakers?
Yeah,
you gonna do the rest of your life in jail?
The rest of your life in jail for some damn sneakers.
For some damn sneakers?
What kind of sneakers were they?
It doesn't matter, Nick.
I know it don't matter, but I'm just asking. What kind of sneakers were they?
I don't know.
That's insane. I didn't know people still did that. I thought they just got all their sneakers offline.
Mm-mm. Hell yeah. I mean, because sneakers is such a big business. Like, you look at those Travis Scott's that just came out. I mean, those sneakers, brand new, are like $180, $220. But you can resell them for $4,000 or $5,000.
And he killed the worker because he lost the raffle?
Yeah, there was, a discrepancy with the raffle. And he killed the worker, which is crazy. All right. Well,
send the healing energy to that the family of the worker at the shoe store. Send the healing energy to him and his family. That's crazy.
All right. Well, that is front page news. Now, when we come back, we got a special guest joining us this morning.
Mr. Marlon Wayans. Respect is out right now in theaters. It's the new movie starring Jennifer Hudson about Aretha Franklin. And Marlon Wayans plays Ted White. Ted White is the character that Marlon Wayans plays. Plus, he got a HBO special. HBO Max special coming out on August 19th called You Know What It Is, plus a whole bunch of other stuff. Marlon got so much stuff going on, but a lot to discuss with Marlon Wayans when we come back.
All right, we'll get to that next. Don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
When the NBA championship is on the line, every pass, every shot, and every dribble is immediately, undeniably consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real. Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, real blood, and real tears.
Trust me, I know what it takes to bring home a championship ring.
The regular season is tough, but these games are a completely different level.
Now is the time when legacies are made.
The best team will bring home the Larry O'Brien Trophy, and add their name to basketball history.
Will we see a battle between marquee franchises, or will we see a new champ be crowned?
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
These are the moments of unscripted, pure entertainment that only happen on the hardwood.
You've waited all season for this. It's time to take it to the next level. The NBA Finals begin Thursday, June 6th at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue. With its powerful V6 turbo engine, well, we had time to see all the animals. Whoa! And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building.
I don't know if we call him a young legend or just a legend, you know what I mean? He's a staple in this
game.
He's
with a young face.
Marlon Wayans is here. What's up, my brother?
What's up, man? How you doing?
Never not working.
You know what? I would have been a damn good slave. I swear to God, I'd have been... I'm like, I got all this cotton. Y'all chill. I got this. They would have gave me a raise.
And then you came in here exhausted. Like, literally. Like, you sat down and you was like,
my bones hurt, man. I had shoulder surgery three weeks ago. I've just been, you know, because from doing stand-up so much, I got arthritis, bursitis, and tendonitis, and a tear all in their shoulder. So I was doing that stand-up, doing you know, 9-10 shows a week, and that wears it out. So I just got it reconstructed. I'm ready. I'm back on that stage, and I'm actually going to be in New York this weekend at the Gotham Comedy Club just working out.
You might have to get one of those mics that just attach on or something like that.
Why?
Oh, the Janet Jackson headset joint.
Yeah, but I don't want both hands free. Okay. I like the microphone. It's a prop.
But what about your shoulder?
It makes sense. It's a club. You can knock somebody over the head with it. It could be a dick. You can make it whatever you want. A dildo, you know what I mean? A wand, a sword. So I like having the mic because that's the beauty of imagery. Like, you have a mic, you have a light, you have a stool. Give me some drunk people. I can make them laugh anywhere.
You think stand-up is a lost art?
No, I think it's the found art. Mm-hmm. I think it's the only place you're going to be safe to say what the f*** you feel. Mm-hmm. Soon, everybody going to need a stage. You're going to need a stage.
I don't trust that either.
Where they cancel it, you say it on stage, you good.
I don't think you good on stage no more either. I think you just can't give
you're good on stage.
You think so?
Yeah, you're good on stage because that's what they come to see you. Mm-hmm. If people cancel you for a joke, those people that cancel you, they ain't give a f*** about you in the first place.
Yeah.
People that love you, they come for the crazy s*** that you say. They want you to say the s*** that everybody else is scared to say. So, you know, I think it's a lost but a found art form. I love stand-up. As much as I'm doing this drama stuff and I do my movies and my TV shows, stand-up, you know, that's my passion. That's my freedom every week, and I just get to express and talk and find it, you know. And I've been doing this so long now. I just got a special drop in
August 19th.
Max, yeah, on the 19th, mm-hmm. On HBO Max called You Know What It Is. And then I already got a brand new 2-3 hours I'm f***ing with right now.
Well, let's talk about it because we did get an advanced screener. So, you know, I had a chance to watch it. And you did address your cheating scandal.
Oh, yeah, that happened.
Yeah.
That happened. You went right into making it hot, huh?
You opened the water at the right time.
My Envy water. I can't have my Angela Yee juice. We going right into cheating. How about we start the gay baby or something, you know? Let's start without any belly buttons. Let's work our way into the ending. Yes, I did.
Yeah, but I guess that's something that you kind of have to do, right? Like,
you don't have to. A lot of people
It's hard not to, though, because people think about it. And then it also is, like you've said, you can make anything funny.
Well, it's not. Well, that's part of my healing process. So, mm-hmm. you know, as much as it may be fun, I could make anything funny to me. NASCAR.
That's right. Yeah, for real.
But honestly, you know, I'm glad that God gave me a microphone because I get to talk about my truth. And as long as you're talking about your truth, you can't hurt or offend others. You know, the person that was in it with you, you know, we laugh about it. Ange is like my best friend, my ride or die. I love that woman to death. Now, we don't have sex, but still, she got the card. She got the house. Her house better than mine. I'd be jealous. And we never went to court to talk about those kind of things. That's my family. I love her for life. But, yeah, I f*** up.
One thing that people have to think about, too, when something like that happens, what about the kids? What do the kids have to say to you when you come home? Because they see everything online.
You know, because the kids feel for mommy, you know. Because we make stupid excuses. First thing I said was, Ange, I know I was on a boat with another woman, but you get seasick.
I would have had you there, but you don't like boats.
But we never know what you're hammering me. I swear I was making
a mermaid showed
dumb
up.
Shit, man. I was like, and I said, this was true. I said, the dumbest shit. I got caught. I said, Ange, I said, I know there's pictures with one girl, but there was like seven others on the boat. You should have seen the shit that was happening down below. But it's not. Oh, it was funny to me. And I was able to make her laugh at the time. But I felt like shit, man. It's like, you know, there's no amount of sorries you can say except for you are sorry.
Yeah.
I'm a sorry ass. My bad. And that's something that you're gonna regret for the rest of your life.
You think your success took a shot at you because you're so famous that they're taking pictures of you on a boat?
Nah, I actually, that was the first time I felt successful. I
thought
I was like, I don't need to be made on a boat. Hey, look at my ab right there. That one ab. It wasn't a fly picture either because they in the middle of the ocean. And it wasn't like a cool picture with, I had floaties. I don't know how to swim that well. I had those little, you know, those things they put on kids on. Yeah, I had floaties. Yeah. I had one of them little boys that they kick on.
And that's what happens when you're famous, when you fly places.
I wasn't that famous. Damn it.
So you thought.
You just made $100 million.
I'm just now getting famous. My famous is just now starting.
You didn't have a sitcom on network TV.
Yeah,
you know, like, come on, bro.
Yeah.
All this Netflix stuff. Come on, bro.
But still, all that was like building up to, you know, this new shit. This is when my best years are ahead of me. I always say first 30 was learning, and now these next 30 is executing. Mm-hmm. You know, well, I still got a young face.
Do you still have Google alerts for yourself?
Yeah, I got Google alerts. I say dumb shit all the time. So if they gonna cancel me, I want to know when they gonna cancel me.
You can't get canceled if you don't know what's going on. I don't want to know what's going on.
You don't want to know?
Hell no.
I don't have it either. Blindsided.
Yes,
nigga,
I do.
That's the worst. You wake up like, nope. What you mean I'm canceled? You get 150, it ain't your birthday, you got 150 messages.
That's right.
That's
how you know something happened when you wake up in the morning.
I need to know. I want to know. I had to call my brother and say, it's Keenan Show. Can y'all do a press conference for me, somebody?
Does Keenan even know what that is?
No, Keenan, Damon, and them don't even deal with Twitter. They don't deal with. Keenan tell you they try to cancel. They can't cancel me. I already canceled myself. Them. I don't need to be on their networks. Keenan, funny, like my brothers don't subscribe. That's why they don't tweet. They don't Instagram. They don't do all that because they're just like, why put yourself out there to be a target?
Yeah.
That's real.
I don't get paid to post pictures. I get paid to do movies. And that's true.
That's real.
It's like, you know, so if I'm going to get canceled, let it be doing, you know, on a stage. Because at least I'm getting paid to do the show. That's my last check. Make it a good one.
All right, we got more with Marlon Wayans. When we come back, don't move. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We're still kicking in with Marlon Wayans. Yee.
Did you take anything out of this special? Because there were some edgy things on there where even I was like,
this is one joke that I really love. I took out. I didn't want to, but HBO Max was like, listen. they were like,
what was it about?
Just that one. Okay.
You want to stand up to do it? Are you
going? Yeah. No, I don't. Okay, so
you can't get canceled if you're standing up now. You only get canceled if you're sitting down.
The views by Marlon are not the views of the Breakfast Club. Now go ahead.
Oh yeah. Oh, that's up. Angie's juice inspired this joke, and Envy's water, and Charlemagne's book. Actually, I got it out of Charlemagne's third book. All right, so it was. It was because I talk about my daughter, mm-hmm. when I talk about her being gay and how acceptance, right? And how love is acceptance. And, you know, at the end of the day, the message is always about love and acceptance. That's my child. And I try to speak to fathers out there who are, you know, especially old school point of views, like, yo, I'm not accepting my kids in that life. And it's like, at the end of the day, it's still your kid. Mm-hmm. And I talked about how I went to performing arts high school. And to this day, I still have gay friends. And I still, you know, hang out with my gay friends. And when, you know, and that's why I consulted it when it was time for me to figure out, like, what to do with my daughter. I sat my gay friend down and I asked him, you know, what do you do? And he goes, well, and he'd made this noise with his mouth. I was like, and I was like, hey, you just pull off an imaginary to answer my question? Because he made that noise that I can't make. And then the audience laughs. And I said, that's not the worst thing I said to him. I said, listen, we gay people have a great sense of humor. I actually said something darker to him, but I'm not going to tell people what it was because I felt like to get upset. Mm-hmm. And then the audience egged me on. It's like, tell us, tell us, tell us. All right. And I said, all right. And y'all ain't going to judge me.
No.
Maybe.
You're a comedian. You're a comedian.
You sitting there like this.
You're a comedian.
All right, so then I said.
Uh-oh. He thinking that.
No, because I said, wait, I forgot.
It's so funny. It's so funny watching your publicists out there. They're like, oh, my God. They're looking at him like, no, don't do it.
And I said, he goes, my gay friend was like, I was born this way. And then I said, oh, shit. I said, really? I said, but then I said, well, who? I said, what's? And then I hush, little baby, don't oh say God. A word. Like, the baby.
Bad time to reference.
The joke. And the audience like laughed. They fucking lost it. And then I got a big huge round of applause just because I fucking said that. Because didn't think I was gonna go there.
They were
and they was like, yo, that shit is dope. And they laughed. It was one of my favorite jokes, but I was just like, I don't know how mothers over the age of white mothers over 47 would enjoy that. And for my white female audience over 47, I chose to take that joke out.
I can see the think piece is Marlon Wayans. They're not funny. Okay. There's nothing funny about that, Marlon Wayans.
Okay. I can just imagine.
Here's the wild part. Is I didn't just do the hush, little baby. I did the whole lullaby.
You did the whole song?
Lullaby. And it just gets more and more uncomfortable and funnier and funnier.
Marlon Wayans. It's funny. I can see the fake pieces right now.
But here's the thing, ready? There's funny in every fucking thing. I don't care what topic it is, there's funny in everything. Now, it may take you time to find it, mm-hmm. but there's funny in everything. Yeah. You can't tell somebody how to feel about what they went through. That's their therapy, is going, oh, you know what's funny about this shit? And that's the beauty of comedy, is no matter what we decide to talk about, as long as you're talking about your truth, as long as you're talking about a perspective that you're trying to bash, but you're trying to enlighten, I think you could talk about anything.
Every time I tell the story about how I got molested at 8 by my cousin's ex-wife, and I always say, you know, I made her stop because she had a Jerry Curl and I didn't like the smell of her Jerry Curl. You see what I'm saying? I've been telling every time, that's the same reaction every single time.
But look at her, she's like,
you see what I'm saying?
I've heard it too many times already.
But it's funny every time.
But it's a true story.
I would be the same way.
I'm not trying to go down this rabbit hole with other women.
The way a Jerry Curl smells is like.
That's how I felt when I was 8. I was like, I don't like the smell
and
of
it's
Jerry
icky.
Curl.
It's on my hands. It's everywhere.
Now,
your mom could tell who it was. It was your auntie. Why? Because look at your lap. All that glycerin's on your lap. That's what that is. I know it was Aunt Loretta.
Now, you know who's going to cancel you after this special? People with Audi belly buttons.
Oh, but I canceled them years ago.
With Audi's Marlin.
You got to see this special. I grew up... Where'd you grow up? South Carolina?
Monk's Corner, South Carolina.
Brooklyn. Where'd
you
grow up?
See, okay. So you know what the I'm talking about.
Yes.
It's the Audi belly button kids. They just badass kids. It was always the nigga with the Audi belly button that was the bully in the hood.
And they never would have had their shirt on either.
And they were buff at 4 years old. And so I talk about Audi belly button people and how they're terrible human beings. So Audi belly button people, please watch this. It's no offense to you. It's more offense to your belly button and how you were raised. But
the funny part is, somebody can write a think piece about that too. Marlon Wayans thinks people with Audi belly buttons are the devil. Like, what?
Can you fix that if you have an Audi, like, get surgery?
Black people try. They put a quarter. You ever seen somebody with a quarter taped to the belly button or a nickel? And brothers try to fix it. Just sleep the on his stomach. He'll be all right. I don't know where the it comes from, but it always scared me.
Right.
And so in my special, I talk about my fears, and that's one of them. Listen, what I like about the special is it starts weird, just off the cuff, starts weird, and then it just keeps going. And then it gets like, okay, then you, after the first 8 minutes, you enter the special and you realize that, oh, shit, I'm on a journey. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I get to talk about my life, my truth, you know, my fuck-ups, mm-hmm. and poke fun at it.
It was crazy. I'm just realizing, I don't think you've been here in 2 years. August... Maybe in 2019.
Yeah, you ain't been here in 2 years.
We're in a pandemic.
You wasn't here either.
Yeah.
Which Angela Yee. She sat at home and was like, I'm going to make Angela Yee
That's
juice.
That's damn right.
And Envy was like, I'm making Envy water. This tastes just like water. I want to... be pissing in a bottle for all of
them. Hush, little baby.
All right, we got more with Marlon Wayans when we come back. Don't move. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We're still kicking in with Marlon Wayans. Yee.
You see now Robin has come out as bisexual. And I see a lot of people weighing in on
when
that.
When did that happen?
That just happened, like
yesterday.
A couple days
as soon
ago.
As they put my character on that, all of a sudden, I be bisexual. Ain't that a bitch? Why they put this on the brother? White Robin the Kid is now Black Robin. I didn't know that. I feel like, you know, with the way the world is, at this point, everybody needs some representation. Everybody should have some type of hero. And who cares? Like, I mean, I think it's dope that, you know, it progresses and that he goes wherever he wants. If that's what he wants to be, that's what I'm... Look, my daughter needs a superhero. So, hey, congrats, gay Robin. My daughter would love that. She'd be like, yes, Robin, yes. So, for everybody, like, oh, it's beautiful.
Yet another reason why In Living Color should get more credit, because everybody was represented on In Living Color.
That's what
everybody.
I say,
yeah. It was a diverse cast, and every character y'all portrayed was... I mean, handicapped people, gay people, like even
and
transgenders.
They say that In Living Color couldn't exist today. I disagree.
Right.
I don't think the world would be as sensitive if In Living Color did exist.
Ooh.
If we did, people go, you can't do a White Chicks 2. Sure we could. I think White Chicks 2 would actually be better given this climate than it was. It would be more successful than it was because people are looking for people to just fucking say it. Mm-hmm. Everybody's so scared to just say shit. I'm going to say it, and I've always said it, but I always say it with mm-hmm. kids' gloves, because our intention is never to dismantle or hurt people.
Mm-hmm.
Our intention is to bring people together with a laugh. That's what I love about my shows. When I do stand-up, I can have a point of view over here, and somebody else has a point of view over there, but if I get them all to laugh, then we're agreeing about
Absolutely.
Something.
I would argue that if we laugh with each other and at each other,
yes.
we all normalize each other, regardless of what it is.
Growing up, that's all we did was snap on each
That's
other.
Right.
black people, white people, Puerto Rican people, Dominicans and Puerto Ricans will go at it. And that's what we did. Who's to say you can't say this? Sometimes you make your best friends by talking shit about people.
That's right.
Some we got cool talking shit about each other. That was like, oh, that was a good one.
Hey, it was motivation.
Yeah.
When Marlon told me I peaked at life, I said, I really got to do more of myself. He told me I peaked at life. I was like, have I? I peaked at life.
Did I say that?
Yeah.
Oh, I was trying to get nuclear. I went nuclear. I was just like,
all your best days are behind you.
All right? I'm like, I'm going to write a book. This I'm going to do 9 podcasts. I'll show that tomorrow. He peaked at life, motherfucker.
And I'm living at home with my mom right now because I just got fired from Wendy. Like, what the f***?
Wow.
That's good.
I didn't know the effect of that. Like, wow.
Because you feel like I might as well go for it.
Wow. He was a talker back in the day. He was an like, for no reason. It was just like, why are you like this? Like,
trauma.
And then he... Like,
trauma.
Really?
Yeah, hell yeah. I was a hurt person, man.
Plus, I was a little mad at you because you made my... You and Wendy have f***ed with my sister. And my sister, Kim, is the sweetest...
I remember
sweetest,
that.
Sweetest, most intelligent, the diagram of what a great black woman should be. And they went at my sister.
Why
and I
would
was
you do
like,
that?
Nah,
I
don't you ain't know. About to.
I apologize.
With me. You ain't.
I thought I went at Sean.
No, you went at Kim. And that's why Sean got mad. You went at Sean afterward. And Sean's
he
like,
nigga,
that's my sister.
As he
like,
should have.
Sean, we in New York. That was right. That felt like, all right, Kim, I'm going to f*** this nigga up. You get Wendy. That. Yeah, but so that when we had the Twitter beef, that's when I was like, oh, fine.
But send Kim our love.
I sincerely apologize. I was a different person back then.
Oh, that's sweet. Thank you, man.
No,
I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Black women didn't deserve that.
Now, absolutely. I know we're also here to talk about respect. We have to discuss that. Aretha Franklin.
Yes, because the Aretha Franklin biopic, first and foremost, Jennifer Hudson is amazing in this movie. When you see this woman's work, I couldn't believe that I was watching this woman do this. Like, and it wasn't like she was trying. She had no fear. She would come to work. She's singing Aretha Franklin, take after take after take, live.
Wow.
Never asked for hot water and lemon. I was like, or honey. God is in her abdomen. Like, she was so damn good. And she's like, I felt like when I was going to work, I was like, I'm going to watch Jennifer Hudson win 3 Oscars.
And you played her abusive...
Abusive husband, Ted White.
Ted White.
And which was different for me because I've never seen my dad strike my mom. I didn't grow up in a household like that. Wayne's household was not like that. That's why me and my brothers were respectful men. We'll walk away before it get crazy. You can light my house on fire. I'm still not going to hit you. And nothing you can do to make me come out of my character. So I really had to dig deep to find that. And I thought, what would make a man hit a woman? And I thought, a damaged man would hit a woman because he's trying to damage her, because damaged people damage people. And a damaged man is really a hurt little boy. And so the insecurity and the jealousy, him trying to control her, sparked the abuse. But I wanted it to come from a place of love, because when a man meets a woman, he loves her. He wants to rescue her. He's coming as the knight in shining armor, and that was his intention. But he failed her because he just was nothing but a hurt little boy. And that, to me, I wanted to do that because I wanted to represent for all the women that are in abusive relationships. And people go, why don't you just leave him, girl? It ain't that easy. When you fall in love, and that's the beauty of this movie, is you see us fall in love. And then you invest in the love. And so it's not that easy to leave somebody because you're trying to rescue people from each other's damage.
How'd you prepare for the role, though? Like, I mean, because you keep talking about, like, the hurt little boy. So did you have to tap into, like, some trauma you experienced as a child?
I mean, you grew up in the projects. You see people get their ass whooped all the time. Yeah. So I thought about past relationships that I knew, girlfriends of mine that have been in abusive relationships, or, you know, family members who have been in abusive relationships. So I kind of tapped into that. And then I read Iceberg Slim's book, Pimp. And Pimp is the thing that made me realize that all monsters aren't monsters. They're really damaged little boys. And Iceberg Slim, in his book Pimp, he became a pimp because he was mad at his mother. Because his mother left his stepfather, who was the only man in his life that he loved. And she f***ed around with another dude. And she left that man who was really good to him for another dude. And he was like, bitch, I hate you. I'm slapping bitches for life. And that's what he did.
I think they're saying you got to go.
Oh, got to go.
But I'm
canceled. Being that this is my last interview.
I do want to ask you about this because I thought this was good. Speaking of motivation, say Chris Rock heckled you during a performance.
Yeah, that
you quit. Quit stand up
for 20 years.
That must have been a bad heckling.
I don't.
I was like Chris because I didn't know it was him.
Yeah,
I was 18, 17. I'm doing stand up. And I hear, and I'm like, you know, you're trying to find it. And you're like, what else? How about some fucking jokes? I was like, so what else is funny? Oh, I don't know. How about you tell us what's funny?
What?
And he heckled me. Time. But understand, in the comedy game, it's a fraternity.
Yeah.
You know, and my brothers probably with Chris, and Chris was heckling me. Oh. That's part of the fraternity.
Well, thank God that didn't happen and go viral like it would have today. Because
I would have loved it. I mean,
oh no, that's hard.
Well, that's the beauty is now I'm the baby of the bunch, right?
Mm-hmm.
So all these Chris gonna get old probably faster than me.
Yeah,
and I'm gonna catch that old on stage, and when his senile ass go, what else is funny? I don't know, you old black. How about you tell us where your jumps at, nigga, your pamper?
It's funny because I saw him performing at Dave Chappelle's summer camp, and he was a little rusty because he hadn't performed in a while, so he had notes and everything.
That's what you should have got him. Should have got him right now.
Notes blew away.
No, you can't get Chris. Chris a goat.
Yeah.
Chris is a G in the
but
game.
He made it funny that he was rusty.
But see, here's Chris, right? Mm-hmm. I performed, and it's me, Dave, Chris, John Stewart, Michael Shea, Donnell Rawlings. He's down at the stand, and Chris was going to go up. And before he goes up, he goes, I got nothing. I was like, Chris, come on, stop with that. You have 37 specials, and you have nothing. I got nothing. He goes on stage, and he got nothing. But this motherfucker lit the room up.
Wow.
Like, lit it up. Mm-hmm. Just read it out of his cell phone.
Yeah. Wow.
Just reading text out of his cell phone. Lit the room up. He gets off stage and he does this to me. He goes, I said, I thought you said that nothing. He goes,
hit you with the Michael
like,
Jordan
the
shot.
Michael that's... Jordan shot. Like, you hit nine three-pointers.
You had Gotham all weekend?
Gotham all weekend.
But thank God you haven't peaked at life.
Yeah,
no,
thank God.
I'm just beginning. Watch when I come in here next time and you find out I'm on the boat with nine bitches and I get caught out there. And I got to break up with three or four baby mamas.
I'm making it interesting. And when you watch the special, just watch what he has to say about him being with a white woman and how mad.
What? Now they're going to cancel you. Now you done went too far. Now you done went too far.
What is happening? You see? I think I did peak at life.
Well, Respect is out August 13th.
Yeah, August 13th. And my HBO Max
That's
special.
Today.
You know
today,
what it is. You got to watch. You know what it is on
HBO Max.
Oh, you know what it is, my second special. Also, I'll be in Dania Beach, Florida at the Dania Beach Improv. Come through Fort Lauderdale. That's this weekend.
If you wear
this
a weekend, mask, okay. Is the governor going to kick you out?
Yeah, they kick you out if you do wear a mask. If you got a vaccine, you can't get in.
So go check out Respect Today. It's Marlon Wayans. Thank you for coming, brother.
Appreciate you, my
yes,
guy.
Yes, sir.
All right. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Just want to tell you guys, we have one more date to Coachella, Atlantic City. I'm super, 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 super hype. All right, I'm in Atlantic City now. But let's get to the rumors. Let's talk COVID and your favorite celebrities. It's
time. She's spilling the tea. This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Now, shout out to DJ Khaled. Now, if you follow Khaled, you realize Khaled hasn't posted anything in like a month. And that's weird for Khaled because Khaled usually posts 3-4 times a day. But yesterday he finally made a post. He said, fan love. All our friends and family, thank you for your calls and prayers. My family and I have recovered from COVID and we're all good now. God is the greatest. God loves us and we love God. Thank you, everyone. We the best.
And he said his whole family had it?
Yeah, that's what he said in the post. On Instagram, he also thanked the doctors and everything like that. So I'm glad that Khaled's doing okay.
We'll send the healing energy to Khaled and his family.
Mm-hmm. Now, Fredo Bang contracts COVID-19 in a Miami jail while behind bars. It looks like he got COVID after being locked up on July 21st. He was arrested alongside another rapper named Lit Yoshi. So he got COVID while he was in jail. Now, Drake, it seems like Drake.
You tell me Drake got COVID too? What is this? Celebrity COVID roll call? What the hell?
No, we're switching gears now. Drake.
Hold up, y'all. Who's on the line? We want to talk. Who got the COVID-19? Is that what you're doing right now?
You came up with that pretty fast. That's pretty good. That was pretty good.
Thank you, sir.
Now, Drake, it looks like Drake purchased a chain for somebody. Not his new artist, but maybe his new stepson? I don't know. Drake ices out. Her name is Johanna Lee's son.
You sound crazy.
Amari Bailey. He laced him with a 10 necklace with an owl on it. You know, Drake is allegedly dating the young man's mom, and he purchased him a necklace.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing.
Oh. Nothing. I like Drake's style.
What? What do you like about it?
I mean, listen, man, it ain't tricking if you got it. You know what I'm saying? And it ain't tricking if she's worth it. You know? So, what's wrong with that? Buying the
I'm not mad at
chain.
That at all.
If you're dating the mom, you buy the little son a chain, man. What's wrong with that? I don't see
that's
a problem.
It's not a little chain.
I mean, he's not little, yeah.
That's what you're hating. It's by a little son, a little chain, though. That boy's a grown-ass man that can ball, and that's a huge chain. Yeah, man.
I said little. I ain't say that.
You got a little hate in your blood, man. Goodness gracious.
Nothing wrong with that, okay? If I was still out there in them streets, I'd be a trick, too. Drop on the clues bombs for Drake.
I ain't mad at Drake.
Listen, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. You should do that. It ain't tricking if she's worth it.
Keep the kids happy. You keep mama
that's
happy.
Right.
And everybody
that's
happy.
Right.
Wrong
and what
that.
Is that? What is that? What is that little drop in the bucket to Drake? Come on, man. To make that kid's day. Because when you make the kid's day, the kid's super happy. Now, you know, the mom's even happier. The kid talking about how much they love you and yada, yada, yada. Around the mom's like, yeah, he's a great guy. It just makes your whole situation better.
Now, one of the things that really made me laugh yesterday, it made me chuckle. I might have even snorted once or two, twice. I might have even passed gas a little bit when I laughed. Kevin Hart had an awkward exchange with Don Cheadle.
Man, it was so funny. It wasn't awkward at all, to be honest with you.
Now, this was off his talk show, Heart to Heart, on Peacock. And can we play it, the audio, please?
You know, I'm 56 years old.
Damn!
I'm sorry. It was a thought, and I blurted it out.
I'm
I did
fine.
Not mean it that
I'm
way.
Not, I'm fine.
Okay, but just understand, I didn't mean it the way it came out.
We'll take a poll on how you meant it with people here later after the show's over. But
I can sit up here and honestly say, buddy, that was from a place of love.
Got it.
Like, damn.
If we could play it back right now.
Play it back.
These are two different dams.
Play it back in slow motion.
There wasn't no.
There
was no like, wow.
Damn.
No, you said the word damn.
See, the video is way better than the audio. Oh, did they actually put up the poll? Because I would like to know what people thought. Because, see, as a fellow cancer, I totally understand. We be trying not to say the first thing that comes to our mind, but sometimes we can't control it. And then we immediately feel bad afterwards and just want to apologize. Kevin meant no harm. Cancers mean no harm. We mean no harm.
Well, what he said, damn, and Cheeto looked at him like, my G. He was like, oh, sorry, I didn't mean it like that. That was funny. I watched it at least 100 times.
I definitely watched it 100 times. But that damn could mean a million different things, though. Like, damn, you look good for your age. Or, damn, you 56? Damn, you old. It's a multitude of things it could mean.
It was damn, you old. But can we just play the first part of it? Let's play the first part of it one more time.
You know, I'm 56 years old.
Damn.
I'm sorry.
That's it. That's all I needed.
I get it, man. The cancer, I totally understand. Happens to me all the time.
All right. Now, Taraji P. Henson was also on his talk show, Heart to Heart, and they talk about hush puppies.
I just found out that hush puppies were actually used by runaway slaves to keep the dogs off of them. Hush puppies. And we've normalized it. See, these are things that we've normalized. So imagine all the other things we've normalized.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to be strong, push through. The strength is in vulnerability. The strength is in saying, I'm not okay today. That's the strength. The danger is trying to push through. The danger is continuing to cope with all of this compounded trauma.
Mm-hmm. Listen, man, salute to Taraji and Tracy Jade, all the great work they are doing with the Boris Lawrence Henson Foundation to help eradicate the stigma around mental health. Dropping the clues bombs for my folks, okay? It's okay to not be okay. I got therapy today, damn it.
Now, right? I didn't know that was where the term hush puppies came from. I had no clue.
You learn something new every day. I didn't know that one.
I had no clue. So how did the shoe brand just gonna make hush puppies like that when it came from that? I don't know. Did you know that?
No, I did not know that. I did not know that.
Oh, okay.
But she's right though. You know what I'm saying? When you keep suppressing all that trauma, you know what I mean? You know, I tell people all the time, deal with your trauma. Or your trauma eventually is gonna deal with you.
All right. Well, that is your rumor report. Now, who you giving that donkey to?
Oh, my God. This is amazing. Dasha Kelly needs to come to the front of the congregation. We would like to have a word with her. I am not judging this young lady, but I am just giving any future scammers some tips on how to scam properly moving forward. We shall discuss for after the hour.
We'll get to that next. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Hey, what up, y'all? It's DJ Envy. And our friends at Samsung have something big brewing over there. And I think it has to do with the new Samsung Galaxy. They keep saying, are you ready for this life? Not sure what it means, but come August 11th, we're all going to find out. Learn more at Samsung.com/reserve.
Don't be out here acting like a donkey.
Hee-haw, bitch. Hee-haw.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
I'm a big boy. I can take it. If he feel I deserve it, ain't no big deal.
I know Charlamagne guy going to have some funny shit say out his mouth.
If I say something you may not agree with, doesn't mean I'm mean.
Who's getting that donkey?
That donkey. That donkey.
Donkey of the day right there.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
You can call me the Donkey of the Day, but, like, I mean no harm.
Donkey of the Day for Friday, August 13th, goes to a young woman named Dasha Kelly. She is 32 years old from Las Vegas, and she is the unanimous scammer of the summer, and it's not even close, okay? That's saying a lot in the era of PPP loans, fake vaccination cards, and Kanye West release dates, okay? There's a lot of scams going on at once in these streets, and it's hard to keep up. But this one is great. Oh, my God, Brooklyn would be proud. Now, Dasha Kelly was on CNN saying she was a mother of three and that she was facing eviction because of the federal eviction moratorium, okay? Somebody at CNN found her online fundraiser seeking $1,900, $1,900 to pay back rent. And so she decided to bring her and her three kids, and I put kids in air quotes, on to discuss. No need for me to explain what happened. CNN can explain themselves. Listen.
CNN found Dasha Kelly through her post on GoFundMe seeking $2,000 to pay back rent to avoid eviction for her and, quote, her three daughters. She did not reach out to us. Now, we interviewed Kelly at her home. The girls, all called her mom, appeared to be very much at home, and there was nothing we could see to raise any suspicion. But later last week, a woman named Shadia Hilo came forward and said she was the mother of those three girls and they live with her. Now we know that Dasha Kelly is dating the girl's father. She spends significant periods of time caring for the girls at her apartment. When we followed up with Kelly over the weekend, she clarified that she is not the mother of the three girls. She said she originally described herself to CNN as a mother because she considers herself to be like a mother to those girls.
I get it. Scamela Anderson, I'm not even mad at her finesse game. Okay, she went on CNN and told them those children was hers and they wasn't. All right, I'm sitting here thinking to myself, damn, back in my day, I know folks who carried other people's children on their taxes. It happens, okay? Another reason Scam Greer, Dasha Kelly, is getting donkey is because why wouldn't you break bread with those children biological mama? You can't just take other people's children on TV and not let their biological mother not know what's going on, all right? Maybe y'all didn't catch what CNN reporter Nick Watts said. Kelly is not the biological mother. She's dating the biological mother's baby daddy. Okay, y'all three can't connect and have a conversation on what y'all about to do. You get invited on CNN, you let those two know. I'm sure the baby daddy knew. And if you and the woman don't communicate, let the baby daddy tell her. Okay, but just let them know, like, look, whatever happens, we gonna bust this GoFundMe down three ways. Y'all could have been the big three. KG, Pierce, Allen, Bron, D-Wade, Bosch, Steph, Draymond, Clay. Y'all could have got a chip. Imagine being somebody, mama, watching CNN, or even worse, getting phone calls that your baby daddy girlfriend claiming your churn on national TV. Of course you're going to be upset. So she blew up the spot, but that's Scam Oliver. Okay, that's Scam Oliver, Dasha Kelly's fault for not planning this one all the way to the end. Now, they've raised well over $200,000. I think it was like $212,000 to be exact. They could have gotten even more if they would have just stuck together. Okay, write a script and stick to it. I'm telling you, we have to learn unity and group operation, even when it comes to pulling a Scamuel L. Jackson. Now, what's going to happen to the money? Let's go back to CNN for the report, please.
As of today, that GoFundMe account had, I think it was over $230,000 in donations. Mm.
We contacted GoFundMe, they investigated, they put all the funds on hold, and this afternoon they told us GoFundMe has proactively notified all donors with directions on how to request a full refund. Now, after 2 weeks, they will release any money left, minus those refunds, to Kelly. And any money she gets, they say, will be used to cover living expenses, bills, and a dedicated amount will be put into an account for each child.
Mm. Now, if you donated, Envy, would you take your money back?
Yes.
I don't know why. I don't even know why I'm asking you. I shouldn't even ask you. Never mind. This is just piss poor planning, all right? This team needed a better point guard. They needed a better floor general to call these plays because they could have been watching a whole lot of money stack up and they could have been busting down a whole lot of money. All right, look, I don't judge people for what they do when they are in survival mode. All right, that federal eviction moratorium put a lot of people in a bad place. So folks are doing what they got to do to survive, so I get it. But if you're going to do it, think it all the way through. It's not like what Dasha did is a crime. It's just a lie. And it's a lie she could have gotten away with if her and the baby mother and the baby daddy had just worked together. Please give Dasha Kelly the sweet sounds of the Hamiltones.
Oh, now you are the donkey of the day. Ooh, you are the donkey of the day.
Now, I don't know if I would take my money back because I like her plan. I like the fact that she says she's going to take the money, pay her back rent, the $1,900, right? Whatever the living expenses are, and then she's putting the rest of the money up for the kids. Mm. I don't mind that. If that's indeed what she's going to do.
She's going to do, really yes. do that, right? Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, thank you for that donkey of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Now, up next, Lizzo will be joining us.
That's right. You've been hearing us play her new song, Rumors, all morning featuring long. Cardi B.
That's
so
right.
She'll be checking in to talk to us about it.
All right. So we'll get to that next. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it. When the NBA championship is on the line, every pass, every shot, and every dribble is immediately, undeniably consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real. Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, real blood, and real tears.
Trust me, I know what it takes to bring home a championship ring.
The regular season is tough, but these games are a completely different level.
Now is the time when legacies are made.
The best team will bring home the Larry O'Brien Trophy and add their name to basketball history.
Will we see a battle between marquee franchises, or will we see a new champ be crowned?
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
These are the moments of unscripted, pure entertainment that only happen on the hardwood.
You've waited all season for this. It's time to take it to the next level. The NBA Finals begin Thursday, June 6th at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue with its powerful VC turbo engine. Well, we had time to see all the animals. Whoa! And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building.
I wish she was in studio, but Zoom will have to do.
And she is 100% that bitch.
Yep.
Period.
Angela said that, not me. Okay.
You don't sound like me, okay?
That's woman privilege. I don't say things like that, okay? But she's got a new single out, Rumors, featuring Cardi B. Lizzo, what's happening?
What's happening, Ma? I'm so excited to be here. I wish I could be there in person, but we got to stay safe right now, y'all. I'm back in the house. This is my house right here. You these ain't... my Grammys.
Oh, look at the Grammys.
Look at them Grammys.
Okay, okay, awards. We see you.
But look at that hair. You ain't doing too much social distancing because you didn't do that yourself.
Nah, you know the Beyonce baby hair, Shelby Swain did this. You did say Rumors.
I love it. Oh, that's hard. That's so dope.
I didn't even notice that.
Yeah.
Wow.
You know, I'm a big Lizzo fan, and I'm like, when is she putting out some new music? So I was excited for the announcement.
Yay, me too. This is a long time in the making for me. But, you know, I don't like to rush nothing. You know what I mean? I don't force nothing. I took my time with it, and I made the best music I possibly could before I came back.
And it's perfect because you addressed all the rumors. Because, first of all, we hear you're pregnant by Chris Evans. So, congratulations, girl.
And you having Captain America's baby?
I'm having Lil America. I wish I could have added that to the song. That rumor just kind of started. I should have added that. I'm going to do Rumors Part 2.
You know, I do want to ask you, though, you know, how have you been? Like, you know, how you been maintaining your mental and emotional well-being during this crazy-ass time?
I've been okay. Like, I'll tell you what, I was anxious for a long time. Anxious because the world was stressing me out, but also anxious because when we went into lockdown, I have been used to consistently working since 2012, consistently touring, doing press, in the studio, whatever. And to do nothing was like, what am I doing? Like, why am I here? And I had to realize I had to turn all of this external anxiety and energy inward on myself. And I really had time to face a lot of things, like becoming famous in the last 2 years. You know, I'm grown. So I had to, like, I was used to my life before all of this. So I needed to really settle into being famous, who I am, and what I've accomplished. You know, we don't even have time to celebrate our accomplishments. I'm like, bitch, you got Grammys. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You have BET Awards. You have awards. Like, you've done it. You know, sit back and enjoy that. And I have been.
I would think that, you know, in the Bible, it says, you know, be still and know that I am God. I would think that that's what happened for you. Like, you know, like you said, you've been working since 2012. But did you ever sit down and realize, damn, I'm Lizzo now. I'm not the same person I was.
I haven't had time, but it's interesting you say that because the morning of the Grammys, I listen to gospel music, I listen to Fred Hammond, and I relished in gratefulness. You know, I laid down on my little love sack and I just wept and I just was praising God. That's one of the few times I get moments of stillness, though. It's just been go, 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 go.
Right. Sometimes being famous is not that easy. People might think, oh, it's, you know, she's got money, she's got this, she's got that, but you've definitely had your trials and tribulations. So how has that been for you?
Man, money don't buy everything, and fame ain't everybody's end goal. It wasn't mine. You know, I wanted to be successful. My definition of success, I had already reached. Like, I was taking care of my family, I was touring, I was grossing $1 million on my tour on my own. I was like, I'm making great music. I did that. This fame is a part of what my purpose is, because my purpose, I always feel like, is to make music that touches the world and helps people. And I'm like, you can't not be famous and do that. Right. So, wait, what was your question?
I was going to say, you know, that's interesting because people always try to say, oh, well, people know what comes with it. But I also feel like on the flip side, sometimes you just have a talent that you want to share with the world and you're not doing it to be like on Instagram and on Twitter. And unfortunately now, sometimes that does, you know, it's a good thing and it's a bad thing, but it's not like you're being an artist just to be like on social media and have people comment on you, because they feel like just because you're an artist, people could just say or do anything.
Yeah. I mean, I'm definitely part of this new generation, though, that, it, you know, is social media heavy. like, you have to be on your social media because the fans, it's like, there's no middleman anymore. It's just us and the fans. And the fans are really dictating and moving the industry. So social media is a huge part. And I love it. You know what I'm saying? I be f***ing with people on social media. Like, TikTok is, I'm on TikTok all the time just f***ing with people. Like, I use it to my advantage. I feel like, you know, I don't need social media. Social media need me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Do you think you can be too inside it, though? And what I mean by that is, sometimes I hear you address rumors that I haven't even heard. Like when you talked about the stage diving thing, I never had heard that nowhere.
You know what's crazy? I would get little tiny comments. I would get maybe 3 or 4 comments like every so often. I'd be like, apologize for what you did. I'm like, what do y'all talk about? It was like, did you hear? He was a fan and you killed him. I'm like, I don't know what you guys are talking about. And it was this little tiny like, microaggressive, annoying thing that I dealt with. And, you know, leading up to rumors, I just decided to own it. You know, I took it, I'm taking it back. You know what I'm saying? I'm reclaiming it. For me, it was just funny to kind of air something like that out because it was so absurd.
It was hilarious.
Yeah, I tell everybody, man, you know, I read this quote the other day that was great. And it was, I used to want to protect my name in situations. Now I just want to protect my peace. I let whoever think whatever. So you got to get to that point, Lizzo.
That's deep. Yeah, but also it's like I'm using it constructively. Mm-hmm. Like I could have been clapping back at people on the internet for the last 2 years, but I chose to put it in a hit song and make some money.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
And I love
That's
it. Right. And I saw the picture with Cardi. First of all, how was it working with Cardi? Was it this was the person that you were like, okay, my next single, I need Cardi on here. Tell me how this all happened.
I've been wanting to work with Cardi since the day she signed to Atlantic Records. When the ink dried on that contract, I said, please put me on a song with her. I thought she was so funny. I thought she's a superstar. And I really, you know, like I said, I don't rush nothing. She don't rush nothing. We just waited for the right time, the right moment, the right song. And after I wrote Rumors back in February. And after that, I was like, like I write the song first and then I let the song ask for a feature. Sometimes the songs don't ask for features because I like to complete a song so it's good on its own. And Rumors was good, but it was like, I need Cardi B. I need Cardi. And it made it great. I sent her the record and she was like, I love it. I love the record. And, you know, due to COVID, we couldn't physically be together. So we did it over FaceTime. And, you know, she get all kinds of rumors about her. Right. You know what I'm saying? All kinds of misconceptions in the media. And she always clapped back. So I said, let me put the clapback queen on a record with me.
Can you introduce the new song then? Rumors featuring Cardi B. You go for it because we're actually world premiering it all morning here on iHeart. So
this is a world premiere from your girl Lizzo. Lizzo, I thought she was on hiatus. I thought she wouldn't come back. Bitch, I'm back, and I ain't going nowhere with a brand new banger called Rumors featuring Cardi B. Oh, let's go.
That was Rumors, Lizzo featuring Cardi B. Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We still have Lizzo in the building. Charlamagne?
I wonder if having all these rumors and lies said about you has changed your perspective of celebrity. Because we all have different perspectives of celebrity when we're on the outside. And you get in a little bit and, you know, it might change what you believe about other people. Did that happen to you?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I feel like the funniest thing to me be like these Illuminati.
That's right.
Things that people say. I'm like, y'all, if y'all only knew, ain't no damn Illuminati in this level of the industry. Like, ain't nobody doing nothing crazy like that that I know of. I just be chilling at home, taking bubble baths and then going back on the road. Like,
did you believe that prior before becoming a celebrity?
Listen, around 2012, I was a conspiracy theorist.
Oh.
I was a conspiracy theorist. I'm not going to lie. Like, I got super deep into aliens and all sorts of shit. So, yeah, that was one of the things I was like, what's going on out there? I wondered. You know, it's easy to believe when you're not a part of it. But now that you're in it, it's like, man, ain't nobody doing nothing crazy.
I don't know. Your hair look like it's throwing up some devil signs or something, Lizzo. I think they're going to twist this on the internet.
Yo, once I wore like this Christian Cohen dress to like an iHeart, you know, performance. I had like a jingle ball or something, and it was white and black checkers. And they were like, oh, she's in the Illuminati now. She's got white and black checkers. I said, I just like the dress.
Right.
Like,
that's when you made it, though, when you were in the Illuminati, because right. They don't just let anybody in.
Listen, okay, let me dust my shoulders off then.
Now, Cardi B also, here's another rumor, whispered that she wants to eat your p-. Now, how did you answer that?
Let me tell you something. This is the funniest person. Like, we were sitting there, she was like, okay, now whisper into Lizzo's ear. And it was the first time we had to do that, because we just been kind of chatting. And she was like, I want to eat your p-. When I say I died laughing, this girl is so funny to me. After that, the director split us up. She was like, okay, y'all. She said, y'all can't stand next to each other no more. We're going to have to do this in post.
Well, how do you know she was joking, Lizzo? I mean, why are you just assuming that was a joke?
To be honest with you, I can't tell if she was joking or not. Because you know she always talking about big girl p-. She always talking about it. She say, that wet like a big bitch. Listen, you think I've been keeping track records of this? Like, yeah. She talks about it a lot. She said, you know how big girls have like their vagina? She talks about fat girl all the time, and she got that tongue. So who knows?
Who knows?
Maybe the rumors are true.
Rumors part two.
So you just laughed. You so crazy, girl.
She like, but no,
like,
for real.
You so crazy. I know. I was like, it got a little milky down there.
Now, how many other songs have you written since Rumors was written back in February? Sorry, I can't skip
it got
over
a little
that.
Milky? Wow. The WAP remix?
A little milky cereal.
With Lizzo? Wow.
WAP part two, bitch. Yeah, no, it was a little down there. I'm not going to lie.
So what other songs have you written since February, since, you know, during this whole lockdown?
I've written like 140 songs.
Damn.
Wow.
Because I write a lot, and I finish songs. Like, I be in the studio, and I have a two-a-day mentality. People think that I'm crazy, but when we get in there, even if it's my first day with a producer and writers, I'm like, we got to get two songs. Like, I don't know why, but it's like that helps me balance my vibe. So if you think about it like that, I was writing songs over the summer when we were on lockdown. On my I had a little home studio set up, because I was like, I gotta make this music. So I was writing songs there, and then I've been working since 2019, like the summer of 2019. So I got a lot of songs. I write songs about everything, though, y'all. So I write songs about my favorite sandwich. I wrote a song about hair.
What's your favorite sandwich?
A wig. My favorite sandwich. I like BLTs. So I'm a vegan now.
Okay.
So I used to love BLTs. So now I do, you know, vegan BLTs with some avocado. So is that a black?
What is BLT? A vegan BLT?
With vegan bacon.
Oh, they got vegan bacon?
It's like vegan bacon.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you know what's good?
Like,
you should do vegan cheese and green apple sandwiches. I like a little cheese.
Oh, what the f***?
And try
that's
it.
Worse
it tastes
than watermelon and mustard.
I can't believe you just. I can't believe you just shame me like that.
Wait, you said cheese and apples on a sandwich?
Yes, it's delicious. I promise you.
Well, you put what else? You put on there like mayo?
No, just
it's
that.
Just cheese and apples.
Oh, you know what?
All right.
Maybe a little mustard, but I'm telling you, I promise you, it's good.
Not a little
so
mustard.
So, how has things ooh, changed Jesus. For you since being vegan? Because I find that being vegan does like clear your mind more and make you feel like. Just more energetic. So how has it been for you?
It's been a dream of mine. I don't know if y'all know, in the news, like years ago, there was this like black lady. She was like 80 years old. She lived in Miami, but she looked like 35 mm-hmm. because she was a raw vegan, and she would grow all of her fruits and vegetables. Everything she ate, she grew herself, and she would drink her water, her rainwater. She would clean it and distill it, and she would drink that. And she looked incredible. And I remember watching that when I was younger and being like, that's the goal. I was like, by the time I'm 50, I want to be fully vegan. I want to mm-hmm. have a garden, and I want to walk around butt booty naked in my garden every single day and pick my breakfast. So this has been a long time in the making. I realize it's not for everybody. Do you know what I'm saying? But now that I'm finally here, it feels amazing. Like, I feel lighter.
Yeah.
Like, your veins are just a little lighter after eating what, you know, the substitute of something that would be meat. It's like, I don't even feel as heavy as I would have if I had eaten the meat version. You know what I'm saying?
Now, you know what people are going to say next? People are going to say, oh, Lizzo is, you know, eating better because she doesn't want to be a big girl anymore.
That's the thing that really bothers me is people think that I don't really like myself. Because that's what that's rooted in. It's rooted in fat phobia, that even though that I'm this body positive person and, you know, I'm promoting self-love, that deep down inside, I don't actually like myself. So I'm going to change myself. And that's the part that hurts my feelings, because I really genuinely do love my body and I love myself. And trust me, I've been working out, eating clean for years now, and I'm still fat. I'm healthy, but I'm fat. It's like if I wanted to change that, I have access to so much that I could go and get work done. I could do this and do that, but I like myself, so I'm not going to change myself. And people who do change themselves, cool. They change themselves because they want to. And this is what I want to do.
Well, I'm a huge Lizzo fan. I want to say that just from the very beginning. So I'm really happy for you. And I'm excited for some new music. So does this mean an album is coming? What's the deal with that?
Ha-ha. You know, I'm an album artist. You know, I put out bodies of work. I put out body, yada, 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 yeah. Work. So I got music coming soon. I don't have the story yet. Mm-hmm. I don't have the songs exactly, but it's coming together. And so you're going to hear, listen, I'm here. I'm back. You can't get rid of me.
That's right. And Lizzo, we can't wait to talk to you when the album drops, where you can be in studio and have a longer conversation. And I can't wait for Cardi to respond to this interview, because I want to know if she was serious or not.
Yep. All right, we love you, Lizzo.
Bye.
The Breakfast Club.
Listen up.
It's just in. All the guys. The Rumor Report. With Angela Yee.
It's the Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
All right, let's talk New Music Fridays, all right? First
what?
And foremost,
New Music Fridays.
That's what I said.
No, you said More Music Fridays.
I said New Music Fridays. Now, let's start with the homie Fat Joe. Now, and something I didn't see coming, Fat Joe did a Gangsta Grillz tape. What Would Big Do 2021? This is with DJ Drama. Shout out to DJ Drama. I've been running into Drama.
That's what it's
all
called?
Over the place.
What Would
Big
Do?
What Would Big Do?
Oh, okay.
All right, let's play a clip of that.
Rolling, but that ain't this. Trips to Miami, baby, that ain't trips. Rolling dice, yeah, life's a bitch.
I feel like I heard this Fat Joe record before.
I feel like I heard that one, too.
Yeah.
They could have picked any other record on there, but they picked something that I think we heard before.
I feel like I heard this one. But I'll tell you one thing, though. I love when the OGs who don't have anything to prove, you know, just put out music for the sport of it. I haven't heard the tape yet, but I can't wait to listen.
All right. Now, YNW Melly, he just dropped a new album. It's called Just a Matter of Slime. Can we play a clip of that?
I thought he was in prison. Oh,
yeah, he is.
Our producer, Dan just yelled, yeah, it's from the back. Oh, God.
All right. Now, also with some new music today, Big Crit released a mixtape.
Really?
Yeah, he put five old mixtapes on streaming services. So if you're a Big Crit fan, you can hear Return of Forever, Forever in a Day, King Remembered in Time, It's Better This Time, and A Style Not Quite Free. So those are all on streaming services.
Big Crit go hard. Love Big Crit.
Benny the Butcher, he released the EP. We got a clip of Benny the Butcher.
It's hard to run in the streets when your children know I'm always on the money trail. I got a feel for gold. Only rapper to bid with E and do a deal with Ho.
Benny
was going in.
I heard that bar before, though. I definitely heard that the line. Only rapper to do a bid with E. Emery and do a deal with Hov.
Mm-hmm.
Benny the Butcher.
Now, West Side Gun released a joint featuring Fabulous, which is pretty dope. Let's check that out.
Brick after brick, brick after brick. Brick after brick, brick after brick.
Hey, yo, I built this bitch brick by brick, lick by lick. Run it like Jesse Owens, but my kick's by Rick.
Ooh, okay, Fabby going in.
All these 40-plus-year-old rappers sounding like they fresh off the lot. Got that new car smell. Drop on a Clues Bomb for Fab.
Now, some more new music we're not going to play. K-Camp played. He has an album called Floats. That's out today. We told you about Lizzo and Cardi B. We've been playing that all morning. Rumors. Sway Lee and Jack Harlow, Ball is Life.
Yo, you disrespectful. You play
Wale.
All the New York artists, but you don't play nobody from nowhere else. You disrespectful. Yo. You just a disrespectful waffle-colored Negro.
I play Wyatt Melly. I play Fat Joe. I play Benny the Butcher.
Fat Joe from New York.
What else you want to hear? What else
I don't know. You skipped over everything. Play the WizKid featuring Justin Bieber joint.
I was about to get into that.
Okay. How can you not watch with this record bumping all summer? What's wrong with you, white
lady? Hey.
This record make you want to take a shower. It's going to be clean when it come on.
You need to wash your body.
Okay, okay.
Hey, dropping the clues bombs with Whiskey. Where was Justin Bieber at, though? I didn't hear Biebs on that record. That was Bieber the whole time? Play it again. That was. Body.
You don't need no other body. All right.
Man, y'all going to stop acting like Justin Bieber is not fire. Okay, I saw folks up in arms a little bit that Justin Bieber got on this remix. Y'all gonna stop acting like Justin Bieber, not fire. Justin Bieber is talented, and he got bops, okay? Justin All Bieber right. will smoke Eminem in a versus. You hear me?
Yo, shut up, man. Where you start this stuff? Anyway, doesn't matter what I say. Give me donkey of the day. Word. All right, and that is your rumor report.
Yes.
All right, now, shout out to Revolt. We'll see you guys on Monday. Everybody else, the People's Choice mix is up next. Get your request in. It's a Friday, and it's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Hey, it's Angela Yee. Don't let weak hair hold you back. Carol's Daughter's Goddess Strength Collection supports hair as it gets longer for hair that's 15 times stronger after one use. Available at carolsdaughter.com and your local retailer.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, shout out to Marlon Wayans for joining us this morning.
Salute to Marlon Wayans. Make sure you go check out Respect. It's out in theaters right now, starring Jennifer Hudson, Marlon Wayans, and a host of others. It's the biopic based on Miss Aretha Franklin. You know, Aretha picked Jennifer Hudson to play herself. So that's out right now. So make sure y'all go check that out. And check out Marlon Wayans' stand-up special next week. August 19th on HBO Max called You Know What It Is. And please do not ask me what the Marlon Wayans joke was. We bleeped out. I am not telling you. I refuse to tell you. Okay?
Oh, goodness. All right. And also shout out to Lizzo for joining us this morning.
Salute to Lizzo. We've been playing our song all morning, Rumors, featuring Cardi B. I don't know when Lizzo's new album is dropping, but she said she definitely has been working on a new project. So expect more new Lizzo music soon.
All right.
And I got to salute Anita Kopacz, too, man. Shallow Waters, her book came out this week, last week, August 3rd. And, I mean, it's doing amazing. And I just want to salute everybody that's been getting Shallow Waters and, like, seeing themselves in Shallow Waters, man. I really love what Beverly Bond, you know, CEO and founder of Black Girls Rock, said. She said it's brilliant and original, and Shallow Waters so eloquently encompasses the messages that Black women and girls need today. So if you're looking to read something this weekend, get Shallow Waters for yourself. Get Shallow Waters for your daughters. Shallow Waters by Miss Anita Kopacz.
Absolutely. And I want to shout out to iHeart and Lincoln Tech for really helping me out with this Coachella Atlantic City. They really stepped up and really, really helped your boy out. I just want to tell everybody, you know, whatever you believe in, do it. Because I remember when I first came up with this idea to do a car show and to make it happen, everybody laughed, and then it became successful. And you don't realize, you know, you have to grow with it. I did it on my own, and I was the only person. And now we have a staff, and we actually have people that work for it. So I just want to say shout to Lincoln Tech and also shout to iHeart. All right. Now, Charlamagne.
Yes, sir.
Leave us with some positivity.
Listen, the positive note is simply this, man. I think somebody out there needs to hear this on this fine Friday. The habits you created to survive will no longer serve you when it's time to thrive. Get out of survival mode. New habits, new life.
Breakfast Club, bitches!
Y'all finished or y'all done?
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears. Real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
The NBA Finals begin Thursday, June 6th at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue. With its powerful V6 turbo engine, well, we had time to see all the animals.
Whoa!
and outrun a few.
Drive the Nissan Rogue.